Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 24. John 3:36. The one believing in the Son has life eternal. But the one not believing the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John 3:36. The one believing life eternal, but the one not believing the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John 3:36. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Would you open your Bibles this morning, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. You will also see this verse on the back of today's bulletin from the German translation. I'm extremely impressed with the German translation. If you'll notice, it says, from all manner of evil, keep your distance. From all manner of evil, keep your distance. A fantastic way of saying what we have in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our study. Father, we are so happy and thankful today that we have this magnificent book, the completed canon of Scripture. We're thankful that you've given us many, many wonderful blessings in life. We rejoice in the fact that we are cared for and protected and blessed every single day. We thank you for the fact that you promised us in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, but that you'd be with us always, even unto the end of the world. In these moments we're studying now, help us to move ourselves away from all the distractions that might come our way and focus our attention upon these magnificent words from your word. Thank you for every blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. You'll notice that we have on the screen for you a translation of this verse. We've already read it from the German translation. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, from every form of evil, abstain. From every form of evil, abstain. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. What I'd like for you to see now is that in the bulletin we have this translation from the original text. We're having it on the screen for you to see now. We have the word from every form of evil. I'm not going to spend time on all of these words today. I do want you to see that we have the preposition from every form, and then we have the word evil. What I would like for you to do is to look at that verse in the bulletin insert. And I want you to see, as I read the letters, if you can tell what the word may mean. P-O-N-E-R-O-U. The suffix there is in the genitive case, which is the omicron upsilon. But let's change it to the masculine gender, which is O-S. And let me read it to you and see if you can think about what this word could possibly mean. P-O-N-E-R-O-S. Poneros. Poneros. Pornography. Is that fit? Certainly. What is the word translated? How is the word translated? It's translated evil. Now also I need to let you see how fantastic this is when you have the word translated abstain. Abstain. You'll see, and we're not going to get into the word detailed, but I want you to see how the word is used. Present tense, which means action continues. So it says, keep on abstaining. That's what that means. Present tense means keep on abstaining from the control of the sinful nature. Then you'll notice there's an M there. Beautiful. Magnificent. All of us need to know this. If it's an A there, it means the subject produces the action. If it's a P there, it means the subject receives the action. But when you have an M, it's a middle voice, which means the subject participates in an action and is normally benefited thereby. However, if it's negative, a person is not benefited thereby. Now, that's all of the Greek I want to give you. But I want you to be able to see the powerful meaning of this particular word, abstain. Wow. Abstain. And notice what that German translation, keep your distance from all manner of evil. Keep your distance. Stay away from it. It's not going to help you. It's going to do you harm. All right. Let me tell you this. Over the weeks in preparation for the beginning of this study that I'm starting now on evil, I've been told by my sweet, precious companion, June the 1st will be 63 years. 63 years. Helpful. Wonderful. She's not in here hearing this. She'll hear it in the morning. And she'll say, why did you say that? She is precious and wonderful. And she encourages me, and I appreciate it. She wants me to speak slowly. She wants me to speak distinctly. And she wants me to say things so that you can really understand and appreciate. And she says, I know that sometimes you present things in a theological fashion. Now, I don't know what all she means by that. And so I realized, she said, just take your time and look at the audience. Oh, that's what I'm doing right now. She's not in here seeing me. I'm doing it. It's good to pay attention to what your wife has to say. Did y'all? Oh, boy, we got some amens on that. Did you notice the feminine voices? I didn't hear any masculine voices. I heard feminine voices. Pay attention. Someone's out there saying amen, a man. Okay. I want you to realize that as I prepared over these last weeks for this study on the subject of evil, typing page after page after page, I told Edie, I said, I have at least 50 or more pages of information. And it should take us a long time to cover these, if I do it the way she says. In other words, if I follow her recommendation, go slowly, look at you while I'm talking, and speak distinctly, it's going to take us a while. So, we're going to start today. Wow. I want you to know, I got back there a few moments ago, and I went through my notes, and I pulled out some notes that I wasn't planning on giving right now. But I felt like I needed to. Abstain from evil. Look at it. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. To obey this command, it is necessary to learn what evil is all about. To obey this command, it is necessary to learn what evil is and what forms it takes. We have to begin to comprehend what evil is. The word evil has a distinct technical and categorical meaning in the Word of God. I'm going to come back to this over and over. To obey the command, it is necessary to learn what evil is and what forms it takes. The word evil has a distinct technical meaning, categorical meaning, in the Word of God. It is not simply a generic word referring to anything that is bad or sinful. We've got to understand that the word evil is not sin. The word evil refers specifically to the policy of Satan as the ruler of this world. Please, so much needs to be in your mind about this. The word evil refers specifically to the policy of Satan as the ruler of this world. Evil is the modus operandi of Satan from the time of his fall throughout the angelic revolution and down to the point when he became the ruler of this world. That's all I'm going to do with the additional information that I brought out. From every form of evil, notice, if you will, please, I told you that the Greek word that is used in this verse for evil is poneros. I'm putting the masculine suffix on there. And so the genitive, of course, it's genitive here. P-O-N-E-R-O-S. The word evil is a powerful, powerful word in the Word of God. Evil is a system of thinking that opposes divine truth. If you don't get anything else, please get this. Evil is a system of thinking that opposes divine truth, both in belief and behavior. Now notice I'm going to give you some words that you need to write. One word for evil is kakos, K-A-K-O-S. I have it in the English, I have it in the Greek. That word, when it's used that way, means opposition to the goodness of character. Opposition to the goodness of character, God's character. So just put down the little word K-A-K-O-S and put evil by it. Because there will be times in the coming weeks as we study this, I'm going to say to you, that's the word kakos. And you will know immediately when I say that, that that means that this is opposed to the goodness and the character of God. The next word is poneros. I just have given it to you. P-O-N-E-R-O-S. I have it in the English, I have it in the Greek. When you find that word, the emphasis is upon opposition to divine viewpoint. Divine viewpoint. God's viewpoint. Vertical viewpoint. We don't need to be babies. Napios, we'll talk about that in a moment. We don't need to be babies. We need to be adults. We don't need to be on the milk of the word. We need to be on spiritual steaks. You follow what I'm saying? So the Greek word poneros means opposition to divine viewpoint. The next word, and boy, this is an ugly word. It's a dirty word. Now all of you want to hear it. Phalos. P-H-A-U-L-O-S. Phalos. We could use the word dung, excrement. I'm trying to be nice and let you see that we are presenting to you words that you need to know from the original language of the Greek of the New Testament. Phalos, P-H-A-U-L-O-S. I have it in the English, I have it in the Greek. What does that word mean? Opposition to divine good. There can be either human good or divine good. In the first service, I gave you an illustration about a lady making a cake, and I emphasize it, divine good, human good. Two different ways. And when it is divine good, God is pleased with it. When it's human good, God is not pleased with it. in order to understand evil, we have to understand the sinful nature that we have. We've already looked at it in a little detail. Evil is Satan's plans. He has plans for us. He wants us not to think God's thoughts. He wants us to think His thoughts. And when we think His thoughts, we're thinking thoughts under the control of our sinful nature. We have the responsibility of thinking divine, vertical thoughts. Thinking God's thoughts. We're not going to think God's thoughts if we do not know God's thoughts. We're not going to think God's thoughts unless we know the Word of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We're not going to think like God thinks unless we know what God says. Do you follow why I emphasize the importance of studying God's Word on a day-by-day basis? The old sin nature is usually the source of temptation. I laughed at myself when I wrote that. Because I've already said the old sin nature is the source of temptation. But you know what? Just in case there's anything else there, I want to put it in. You can think about this when the service is over. The old sin nature is usually, I could say the old sin nature is a source of temptation. You think about that. Volition, choice, is the source of sin. We said that in the previous service. We will repeat saying that. The old sin nature brings the temptation into the divine power sphere where you and I are. And we have to make a decision. Am I going to yield to that temptation or am I going to say no? If I say no to that temptation, the Spirit of God, the Word of God guards my soul and protects me. If I'm enamored by that temptation, if I'm allured by that temptation, if I'm enticed with that temptation, could I find any other words to say? If that is something I would really like to do or think, I'm going to make a decision to go that way. And when you or I do that, our volition, our choice, knocks us right out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we're out of fellowship, we're under the control of our sinful nature. Over the past months, Pat Sartor has designed some magnificent information from what he's heard over the years. Wonderful. When we got through with the service this morning, he just simply said to me something about the fact that we're saying the same thing in a little different way. One of these days, I'm going to give you, or get him to do it, give you the information that he's put together. Outstanding information. What blesses me, my friends, is when I've been preaching to this congregation for 40, now 2 years, and I get reports and I get various documents that people write or draw various diagrams, and it lets me know that they've been listening attentively and carefully over the period of years to the Word of God, and they take that information and put it into a different way of saying it. I love it. I love it. And let me tell you, if you want to do it, you do it, and I will accept what you're writing, and I'll look it over. We'll analyze it, talk about it together. I appreciate the fact that people have thoughts that God gives them after 42 years of preaching, and you say, "Whew, I see it this way. I'm going to draw a diagram to describe it, or I'm going to make a dissertation. I'm going to make a thesis. I'm going to present some information and let him just read it." And I love to do that. So just do it, please. I appreciate the diagrams, and I appreciate the various articles that have been given to me. When I read, I'm able to see that you've been listening attentively and carefully over the years. How great that is to my heart. Now, why did I get so carried away with you? But I love it. I love it. Volition is the source of sin. Look at number 3. The works of the devil can only be destroyed by functioning inside the plan of God. How neat that statement is. the works of the devil can only be destroyed by functioning inside the plan of God. We are the products of our own decisions. You ought to write in capital letters, I am the product of my own decisions. Not my mother, not my dad, not my children. My decisions. You are the products of your decisions. We are all the products of our individual, personal, day-by-day decisions. Look at this. Therefore, we can bring disaster upon ourselves. Now, some of you didn't get that. I need to repeat it about four or five times. Some of you have come to the point where you said, I've had just about enough of this preaching today. Reminds me of that little colored preacher was preaching up a storm, and when he got through preaching, one of the mothers went out, and a little boy was following along behind her. And the mother said to the preacher, oh my, that was wonderful preaching. Oh my, I just got filled up. I've got full. And the little boy, he looked down at the little boy and said, how are you doing, buddy? And he said, yeah, I got my belly full too. Now, some of you got that. Some of you best about to get it all the way up to the neck. Let me tell you something. You and I are the products of our decisions. Let's look at number four. Satan's plans always look good to the unlearned, untutored. I didn't want to be ugly, but I had to say this, ignorant. And it is a result of degeneracy. Satan's plans always look good. If we're on the wrong track, I promise you, what Satan has to offer to us always looks good. It's enticing. It's alluring. It's impressive. It makes us feel good. It makes us want to think those kind of thoughts. Satan's plans always look good to the unlearned, the untutored, the ignorant. And it's the result of degeneracy. Number five. Powerful statement here. An advancing or advanced believer will be able to distinguish between sin and evil. Evil is thinking. Obeying Satan's policy of thinking. Jesus Christ did not die for evil. He died for sin. You'll understand this the more you hear it. Jesus Christ did not die for evil. He died for sin. You and I have evil when we're under the control of satanic thinking. And the only way that you and I are going to get rid of satanic thinking is to get a different kind of thinking. And that's the Word of God. Now you just put that in your... I'm telling you it's important for me to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Please notice, an advancing or advanced believer will be able to distinguish the difference between sin and evil. So many people have never heard this, and they don't understand what the Word of God has to say about sin and evil. And the more you study the words that I presented and others in the future, you're going to be able to see what I'm trying to tell you. You and I must have satanic thinking scraped away. It takes the bulldozer of God's grace to come into your life and mine and scrape away satanic thinking. You don't get rid of satanic thinking by prayer. You don't get rid of satanic thinking by Bible study. You get rid of satanic thinking by getting the Bible inside, not just reading it. Prayer is wonderful. Bible study, all these things. There are many things that Christians should be doing. I'm talking about understanding the difference between sin and evil. An advancing or advanced believer will be able to distinguish between sin and evil. I want you to see this. It's such a powerful passage. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Being a seminary student hearing what professors have to say, understanding how it's wonderful to study the Word of God over a period of years. Oh, years ago, people would say, professors would say, well, we don't really know who was the human author of the book of Hebrews. Well, I've heard and studied over the years, and I've heard Les Feldick, and I'm more convinced now than ever that the Apostle Paul was probably the one that did it, the human author. But you can do whatever you want to with that. But listen to it. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. I see so many things in the book of Hebrews that gives me a real comfortable feeling about the Apostle Paul. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. For he or she is a babe. And I'm going to ask you to put a word, a new word, in your vocabulary if you don't have it there. Nepios, which is N-E-P-I-O-S. Nepios. A nepios in the Greek New Testament is a nursing baby, a little tiny baby on milk. So, what does it say? Let's look at it again. Everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. For he's a babe, she's a babe, a spiritual infant, nepios. But look what else is here. But solid food is for the advanced believer, the mature believer, who, because of practice. In the Greek, there are various words for do or practice. It's interesting. In one particular verse, the Apostle Paul uses three different Greek words for do, three different words for do in one verse. And that, to me, is exciting. But here's the word practice. But solid food is for the advanced believer who, because of practice, have their senses trained and they have the ability to discern good on the one hand and evil on the other hand. You see what is being said here? Okay, number six. Motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Evil and degeneracy start with a thought, and then it takes a lot of biblical truths to reject evil. We've got to have the bulldozer of God's grace to continually be scraping away satanic thinking. All of us here in this auditorium, because of our background, because of tradition, because of where we've been, we've received a lot of things. A lot of it's been true, and a lot of it has not been true at all. It's not been biblical at all. We're soaked, we're saturated with our tradition, our background. What's happened to me and is happening to me is that when I learn something from the Word of God that's against my background, my tradition, I've got to make a decision. Which way am I going to go? Am I going to continue with the tradition, or am I going to go and allow the bulldozer of God's grace to scrape away the tradition? What I'm saying to you is, you and I over the next weeks are going to be seeing more clearly what the Word of God teaches about evil. That's the reason why this verse says, abstain from every form of evil. And the German translation, how beautiful. From all manner of evil, keep your distance. I love that translation. From all manner of evil, keep your distance. Motivating evil, number six, exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Evil degeneracy starts with a thought, and then it takes a lot of biblical truths to reject evil. Matthew 6:23, but if your eye is evil, the entire body is full of darkness. Cosmic involvement. Matthew 6:23. Matthew 15:9. I realize, and you probably know, that the Synoptic Gospels, Age of Israel information. Matthew 15:19. For out of the mind come evil thoughts. When you go to Proverbs 12:21, no evil continues to happen when the person is in harmony and right with God, righteous. Psalm 37:17. But the Lord sustains the righteous. Psalm 91:10. No evil will befall you. You who love the Lord hate evil. What I trust over the next weeks is, if you will be faithful in hearing what is being said over the next coming weeks, that there's going to come a day in your heart and mind and soul, you're going to say, I hate evil. And really understand what it means to hate evil. Evil is a policy of Satan. The Lord preserves the souls of His mature ones. He delivers from the hands of the evil one. Did you notice Psalm 91:10? No evil will befall you, you who love the Lord, you hate sin. The Lord preserves the souls of His mature ones. He delivers them from the hands of the evil one. Psalm 121:7. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will guard your soul. Your soul and my soul needs to be guarded. Proverbs 2:11-13. The wise see the evil and hides, runs, gets away from it. But the stupid goes on and is punished thereby. Wow. Can you see how much fun we're going to have with this subject? I'm having fun right now by asking Victoria to get up.